Coordinated action needed to break pay restraint. Marion Lloyd, left Unity chair and PCS executive committee member, personal capacity. The misery of austerity for millions of workers is set to continue under the Tories. Chancellor Philip Hammond has defended the 1% pay cap and claimed that public sector workers are overpaid. Tell that to the workers, who have suffered a major decrease in living standards over the years of Tory pay restraint. These comments are a bit rich coming from Hammond, whose wage is at least £150,000 a year, and since 2015 has seen his pay go up by 13%. Hammond also took a sideswipe at the quality of public sector pensions as a reason for why the 1% pay cap was reasonable. What he fails to mention is that his pension is at least as good, but that didn't stop them agreeing huge pay increases for MPs. The role of the trade union movement is vital if we are to break pay restraint. This is why the decisions made by the PCS National Executive Committee are so key, to build maximum unity across the public sector, while at the same time preparing for a consultative ballot of civil service workers. With the Tories divided, and Labour against the pay cap, we must put maximum pressure on the government to scrap it. PCS has already raised the question of united action with the TUC and the role they must play to initiate and coordinate action. The HMRC pay protests on the 31st of July were well supported and demonstrated a growing mood among PCS members to take on the government overpay. However, the aim must be to build a pay campaign which will end the pay cap for all public sector workers.